Blog Talk Radio. choose something. I didn't do it. And the truth matters.
Boyhood dreams got no place in a man's life. You need to concentrate on getting employed. Forget about football.
21.
When I was young, it was hard to see a way out. Football gave me an option.
Brian Banks with the tackle.
By the time I was 16, I had the attention of the NFL.
The sky is the limit for this kid.
Then what happened? Why don't you play anymore?
Brian Banks was 16 years old when he was accused of a crime he did not commit. He lost 11 years. Scholarship. He was prevented from playing football.
The system is broken.
We have 10 months to clear his name.
If in that time they do not overturn your conviction, you'll be a prisoner again.
I need something big, something extraordinary.
It's extraordinary that I'm still here. I'm still standing.
Yeah.
You ever been locked up? It nearly killed me.
How did you survive it?
Almost did. I met a man who showed me a different way.
All you can control in life is how you respond to life.
I know what I have to do now.
My son is innocent!
They tried to count me out.
You think you'll get another shot at the NFL?
Trust me, we got a plan.
It's not over.
I am innocent, and the truth matters! I know the system doesn't care about me.
But you didn't deserve what happened to you.
Brian's gonna run out of time.
It's not over.
I'll tell you what's extraordinary. I am.
Woo! Hey, what a heck of an introduction that was. Thank you everyone for tuning in to Lock of Talk on the Bachelor Pad Radio Network, where you hear about NFL stars of tomorrow, today. You guys can always shoot me a message directly on Twitter at Locker Report, at Locker underscore Report. My personal handle, 2B Sports. Facebook, LockReport.com. Also on Instagram, LockReport100, all smart caps. Or you can always shoot me an email directly at BarryBarnes@Locker-Report.com. Well, I'm your host, Barry Barnes, founder and CEO of Locker-Report.com. And if you noticed that the introduction was a little different this morning, I'm going to take a little different direction for today, however, about this show. And it's actually going to be something very special, something that's dear to my heart. There's a movie about a gentleman who, by the name of Brian Banks. And you probably have not heard about him or know too much about him. However, he has a movie that's coming out that's due to be released on August the 9th. And I met Mr. Banks. Proudly say I met Mr. Banks when he came to the NFL Regional Combine workouts in 2015. But what made Mr. Banks so unique was that at the age of 16, he was wrongfully convicted for a crime he did not commit, of him being allegedly raping a young woman when he was in high school. The person who allegedly was assaulted and was raped, her name was Miss Juanita Gibson. And let's give you a little bit more background with Mr. Banks, what makes him so important, and especially how he relates to the show, because the show is all about discovering talent that you never heard of that will eventually become a star player in the league. Well, Mr. Banks had an opportunity that he probably would have been a star in this league, probably right now. Unfortunate until what happened to him in 2002. In 2002, he was, check this out, 16 years old. He was 6'4", 225 pounds. And he was completely dominating on the high school scene. So dominant, not only did all the big powers in colleges wanted him, he even drew some attention from the NFL. Now, I wasn't going to say that he was going to go straight to the NFL from out of high school, because that's not going to happen. But the radar was up on this young man. So pretty much his destiny was going to end in the NFL, the way how things was laying out for him. And so one day while he was in class, 16 years old, he asked his teacher could he go in the hallway to make a phone call? And so he went to go try to make a phone call, came across Miss Gibson, and they were fooling around before, and they wound up having consensual intercourse in the school. So after it was over, Miss Gibson had went into the class, went to a class and wrote a note to a friend, and basically said that, you know, he picked Mr. Banks picked her up, put her on an elevator, took her downstairs into the lower part of the school, pulled her pants down and raped her, and he knew that she was a virgin. And so when you have big, gigantic, enormous black guy, small white girl, okay, we know where this is going. And so forth, to make a story short, they wind up taking him to court. He had faced up to 41 years in prison. 41 years in prison, or he could accept a plea deal where he would do 5 years in prison, 5 years in probation, but had to register himself on the sex offenders list. And so 16 years old, having the thought of being in jail for 41 years for a crime you did not commit, and everything all alleged, you know, he took the plea deal where his attorneys had advised him to do. So he took the plea deal, did serve his 5 years, a tough 5 years. And I can honestly say, as a man, I would say the two worst things to experience is the death of your child and also going to jail for a crime you did not commit. And with most guys that never had, for guys that I would say do not live a lifestyle of a criminal and they find themselves in a situation that they're in prison, it's even harder because they don't have that mindset of survival to that level. It's one of those things they would have to either learn survival or come to a certain place of peace so they would not have to suffer, you know, a lot of things in prison. And you have to be strong to survive a lifestyle in prison. I've never been, but I've had several friends that has, and they all say it's not a place for anyone. You know, for a prison system that's set up where I would say minorities when you have minorities who are the majorities in a prison population, meaning that you have more blacks or Hispanics in prison than the majority people in this country, which means white men, Caucasian men. So when you have more minorities in a prison system taking up the entire prison system, it says a lot about our justice system. And things need to be reconciled, things need to be changed. And Mr. Banks was a part of that. He was one of those men that got caught up. Now, Mr. Banks wound up getting out of prison and trying to get people on his side to be able to help hear his case, submit his case over. And so he came across this particular law firm that was pretty much a nonprofit law firm by the name of the California Innocence Project. And the California Innocence Project, he basically begged them to take his case. But two things. They never helped a prisoner who was out of prison for a case. And also, he really didn't have nothing substantial to really hold his case or put a case together. So one day, while Mr. Banks was sitting in front of his computer, he wound up receiving a friend request. And he wound up receiving a friend request, and it was from, yes, Miss Juanita Gibson. And with Juanita Gibson wanted to meet with him and a private investigator, so he said, okay. So they met. Mr. Banks had himself a recorder and recorded the conversation. And Miss Gibson had admitted that she lied about him raping her, and he got the whole confession recorded. And so he goes to the Innocence Project, played it for him, but they really could not do too much because you cannot record someone without their consent. So that was something that he had definitely had to deal with, and that really sparked the interest for the Innocence Project to actually come out and try to do what they had to do to free this man and clear his name. And that's where his life started to change. Knowing that he still wanted to play football, there were still a lot of things that he wanted to put together. And wound up going to court. All of a sudden, Ms. Gibson, she did admit that she did not want her mother to know that she was sexually active. And so she made this story up. And when they was in school, when they went to court, the mother and her daughter did sue the school district for $1.3 million. So they got paid off of that. And so when they went to court to clear his name, everything was cleared. He was completely exonerated in 2012. And that's when his life started to really change and to his benefit. And yes, because he was only 26 at the time, he was still young. He still kept himself in shape. And so he still wanted to have the opportunity to play football. And one of the many coaches, including Pete Carroll, who was the head coach of the current head coach of the Seattle Seahawks, who was at USC at the time when he came out and wanted to bring him in to work him out. Well, to make a long story short, in 2015, I had the opportunity to interview Mr. Banks before his whole story, before his movie came out. His story was well documented, but not really in the forefront like it will be in August when his movie debuts. So I had the opportunity to interview him in 2015. His interview is still relevant to this topic, and I want you to check out his, listen to his interview, and we're going to come back, and then we're going to talk about what's going on after that interview, what happened after he got out of jail, after he got completely exonerated, and I'll catch you up on what he's doing now, and also give you some context about for y'all young men out there to watch out for. So this is the interview with Mr. Brian Banks.
I'm Brian Banks, and I am with the Football Operations and the Officiating Department for the National Football League. Well, in a nutshell, the age of 16 in 2002, I was on my way to USC on a full scholarship. I had one more year in high school to play, and I was wrongfully accused and convicted of rape and kidnapping. I was sentenced to 6 years in prison, and I was to serve 85% of that 6 year sentence. So I did a total of 5 years and 2 months from the age of 16 to 22. And at the age of 22, I paroled in 2007 and served an additional 5 years on parole. So a total of 10 years of my life, I was incarcerated for a crime I didn't commit. I lost all my opportunities at football, at the NFL, like just at life in itself. 9 years into the 10-year ordeal, the woman who had falsely accused me of the whole thing came forward and admitted she lied about the entire thing. That was how I was able to clear my name, get my life back, and get back to pursuing football. Got back in shape. Got back into the gym. When I had my name cleared and everything, May 24th, 2012, I made a plea to the media that I had been training and looking for an opportunity to see if I still had a shot in playing football. I received a few calls. I went on to a number of tryouts, and I ended up landing a spot with the Atlanta Falcons, playing there for a few games before being let go. And then after that, I decided whether or not football was still something I wanted to pursue, or were there greater callings for me, such as being a motivational speaker, an activist for other wrongfully convicted people, and just an educator on resiliency, on the effects of lies and a person's words and the choices that you make and how one thing can lead you to another. And I felt like that was the bigger purpose for me. So I let football go. I am now a nationally recognized motivational and educator. I've just recently signed a feature film deal. The movie will be directed by Lee Daniels. And just yesterday, a press release about a TV show that I'll be hosting with NBC in regards to wrongful conviction. But more importantly for me, I want to take this opportunity and continue to build a legacy not only for myself, but add to the legacy of the NFL.
All right. This is Listen to Locker Talk on the Bachelor Pad Radio Network, where you hear about NFL stars of tomorrow today. I'm your host, Barry Barnes, founder and CEO of Locker-Report.com. And you can always shoot me a message directly on Twitter at Locker_Report or 2BSports, Facebook, LockReport.com, Instagram, LockReport100, or you can shoot me a message directly via email at Barry Barnes at Locker-Report.com. Well, that was the honor that I had to head of interviewing Mr. Banks in 2015 when he attended the NFL Regional Combine that was held in Baltimore, and that was during the time when he was working for football in football operations. When Mr. Banks got clearly exonerated, he went on to be more of a public speaker, to speak out on situations like this, because wrongfully convicted prisoners need a voice, and they need someone to be able to, who lived that nightmare, and someone that had that passion to fight for justice in that regard. And he became more of a national speaker, and as you heard in the interview, was an educator. And in 2014, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell heard him speak. And when Roger Goodell was compelled by his story, and Ms. Goodell had actually reached out to Mr. Banks to see if he would be able to speak to the rookies at the NFL Rookie Symposium in 2014. Now, the symposium is something that the NFL has every year for the rookies to attend. At one time, all the rookies, whether they was drafted, they would have to meet somewhere in Ohio for a rookie symposium, and they would talk to them about life lessons, pretty much giving them the hard details of how to be a professional, not only on the field but primarily off the field. And Mr. Banks' story is one of the many stories out there where, for your young men that's listening to this show, and parents listening to this show, and I'm sticking to the athletes, but this can translate across the board for many things. But when you look at athletes, when you're on your way towards greatness and people see it, you have to remember that everyone is not for you. There are more people out there that's against you more than anything, and more people want to try to take advantage of you the best way they can. And in most cases, their motives are not legit. They're not correct. They're not good for you to help support you. Then you have those that know they will not ever be a part of what you're doing, but they want to find some way to bring you down. And some people will beat their chest for it, but you have to realize that there are people that will plot against professional athletes, and it's almost like a career. Excuse me. I will never forget one night. This was during the time when I was covering the Washington Wizards. They played the Boston Celtics. And as I was walking into the back, after the game is over, the players go in, then the media guys go in behind them. Then after that is the wives and the girlfriend. But that night, when the players walked in, they had a whole pack of women. And I'll tell you, the women that were in that line were women that you thought was straight out of a magazine. They looked perfect. And when they walked in, the first initial thought was like, man, these guys are lucky. And then immediately after that, I said, these guys are in trouble. From talking to players and not saying no names of how there are countless times when they find themselves going to that hotel room, and whether they're married or not, they will have women, and you know, as I'm saying, plural, will be in that room, and sometimes they will be undressed. And when you run into that temptation, you know, you as a man, most cases, a man's going to do it. A professional athlete is going to do it. And these athletes normally will have an alias for a name in their hotel room. And it's all this is to say is that you have some people out there that will target certain individuals. And I know this is not one of those type of, you know, conversations that's really popular, but it's the truth. And I've seen it for myself. And if you're a young man or a young woman that's striving, you know, to be in athletics, stick with football. If you're a young man and you're looking to make something happen, you have a legitimate chance of getting to the NFL or a legitimate chance of doing something great, you have to be mindful and be careful. There are people out there that's out to get you. And Mr. Banks is a clear example of what greatness he would have had. He probably would be, based off of what was laid out for him, he probably would have been a multiple-time All-Pro. He definitely would have been a millionaire right now. But he's on a path right now, which the Lord has set up for him, where he's doing, he's about to do greater things that football could not necessarily bring. And that's the part that's more of a blessing for him. And not everyone's story ends like Mr. Banks. We still have men that's in jail. We have some men that are getting out of jail based off of false conviction, false accusation, and false imprisonment. And so this is something that is happening more. So thank goodness for the powers that be, the attorneys that's really fighting to free these men after spending years in prison, wasting their entire lives. So I'm definitely grateful to see and happy to see that there are men being released because of that. And hopefully with Mr. Banks, with his mission, it can continue with that, to having men get back with their families, get with their kids, and try to pick up where they left off at, and hope that their name is not tainted to the point where his loved ones or their loved ones do not want any part of it. So this is very, very important, and it's very, very, I would say, from just looking at Mr. Banks' eyes and talking to Mr. Banks, it meant a lot. Now, when he worked for operations, it was there for a long time, and you heard on the recording that he did have something with NBC to do his story. Unfortunately, that part did fell through. But last year, he did have a spot on the Oxygen channel called The Final Appeal, where it pretty much was set up for him to go out and investigate with another investigator to try to prove the innocence of those who were just like him that was falsely accused and put in prison. So that was on the Oxygen channel. That was last year. I don't know too much about it from that point on. Mr. Banks and I, we haven't spoken since 2015, but he definitely was, and he definitely is a good guy, and I know that he'll be pleased to know that his story continues to be out there. And on August 9th, I implore you that if you have a child or a young man, if you're trying to live a certain dream, whether if it's trying to get to the NFL or anything, it's still a great story to movie to go see, because it really teaches on, most importantly, being in the place, being in the right place at the right time, watching out who's involved with you, and watching out for certain situations that will not cause you to lose out on what you believe is going to be a part of your goal and your destiny, and that will take you away from all your dreams. So it's definitely a movie to go and see, because it's definitely going to be a shock. Definitely will be a shocker. I mean, sitting there talking to him, interviewing him, and that interview lasted much longer. He talked about some other things. But as he was talking about his situation, it definitely was piercing my heart, because the only thing I could think about was that I would hate to have been in that situation. Would I have been strong enough to be able to handle that situation? Because when you go to jail, you're dealing with guys who are really criminals, and a lot of these guys, you know, want to be violent. And if you don't have a violent mindset, it can be very difficult. And this is something that Mr. Banks had to deal with him fighting inside the prison. Guys wanted to challenge him because he was big. And I don't know if they all knew about what his destiny would have been. And guys felt as though they probably wanted to try to test him out because of that. That part I don't know. But what I do know is that Mr. Banks had his life back, have his career in his hands. Finally have his story coming out, so that I know personally that he's been fighting for ever since he got his exonerated and he's been out. Now, just for the big question that you guys may have to make the story even better, the question is about with his football. And you know that he signed, that he did spend some time with Atlanta Falcons. And that right before we had went to the interview, I said that Pete Carroll invited him to work out. The Kansas City Chiefs invited him to work out, the 49ers, and the Los Angeles Chargers. At that time, Los Angeles Chargers invited him out to a workout just to see where he was at. And although he was in shape, and, you know, he did his different weights, did everything he could do to be in shape, it just shows the type of physicality and preparedness you really need to be in order to play on the NFL level. and to know that the time that passed and knowing that he was doing everything he can to get back on the field, it really shows the intensity that it needs, that a player needs to have in order to play on the NFL level. Now, when he was played, when he signed with the Atlanta Falcons and played and spent that whole year, or that whole offseason with the Atlanta Falcons in 2013, he did play in the preseason. His first game, his debut, he had two tackles. But the Atlanta Falcons, as you know, had let him go. The best part about that situation was that at least Mr. Banks was able to bring closure to his situation. And to know that the coaches that were in the league at that time that was familiar with his story wanted to still give him a chance. So it says a lot about him as a young man and how highly thought of he was by these coaches. So this says a lot about his integrity, his character, his hunger, and his desire, and how they wanted to see what was left in that dynamic tank that they remembered when he was in high school. And Pete Carroll, being one of the first people to contact him, showed that he still wanted to see what this young man was able to do. And so he wound up after that, before he was with the Atlanta Falcons, he did play for an indoor football team, the Locomotives. So he did have some other opportunities, Las Vegas Locomotives in 2012, before he wound up signing with the Atlanta Falcons in 2013. And then from there, the following year, was Roger Goodell had brought him in, and that's when his life started to change to be more of an advocate instead of being a player, more of an advocate for something so much bigger. And I believe that his dream now to see more men free is his lifelong goal right now. Excuse me. Now, for Ms. Gibson, yes, she sued the school. And when the truth finally came out, it was the best part. The family, the school system district, had went back and sued Ms. Gibson and almost nearly doubled what they were looking for. Ms. Gibson was rewarded $1.3 million for the alleged rape allegation that happened. So the school district went back in 2013 and sued Ms. Gibson and her mother for $2.6 million. And so that includes all the lawyer fees, all the interest, and $1 million in punitive damages. So the district went back and got their money. Now, did they get all of it? I'm not for sure they got all of it, but they got enough to make sure that Ms. Gibson just lay low and stay away. So that's pretty much my favorite part of the story. You know, there's a lot of people, unfortunately, that had got away with bad things. But to see that justice is finally served for someone who's a good person, that was, you know, pretty much one of the biggest highlights of this story. And although we don't wish Ms. Gibson the worst, we hope that she learned something from this as well. And hopefully that she can turn her life around in some way, in some form and fashion, because we don't want to go around hating no one, although damage was done. So we definitely want to move on and forgive him. I know that Mr. Banks forgave her for what she did, but it was really good to see justice set up where she had to pay for her consequences. And if she's still paying her consequences, that's a great thing. And hopefully it's a turnaround for her. You listen to Locker Talk on the Badger Fan Radio Network. We hear about NFL stars tomorrow, today. Next week, the folks, I'll be in Dallas for the NFL officiating clinic, where I'll be hanging out with the referees one more time this year before training camps open up. So look forward to hearing about what will be discussed. I will get an interview from someone there going in. So for the next 2 weeks leading up to the show, we will have some conversation about officiating going to 2019 campaign. You guys can always reach me directly on Twitter at @Locker_Report, 2B Sports, Facebook, LockReport.com, Instagram, LockReport100, all small. At Brevet Barnes at Locker-Report.com. I hope everyone stays safe. I hope everyone continue to have yourself a great 4th of July weekend. And make sure, circle your date, August 9th, to go see the Brian Banks story. Everyone stay blessed. Talk to you guys soon.
accused of something I didn't do. And the truth matters.
Boyhood dreams got no place in a man's life. You need to concentrate on getting employed. Forget about football.
21.
When I was young, it was hard to see a way out. Football gave me an option.
And Brian Banks with the tackle.
By the time I was 16, I had the attention of the NFL.
The sky is the limit for this kid.
Then what happened? Why don't you play anymore?
Brian Banks was 16 years old when he was accused of a crime he did not commit. He lost 11 years. Scholarship. He was prevented from playing football.
The system is broken.
We have 10 months to clear his name.
If in that time they do not overturn your conviction, you'll be a prisoner again.
I need something big, something extraordinary.
Yeah. It's extraordinary that I'm still here. Yeah. I'm still standing.
Yeah.
You ever been locked up? It nearly killed me.
How did you survive it?
Almost did. I met a man who showed me a different way.
All you can control in life
is how you respond to life.
I know what I have to do now.
My son is innocent!
They tried to count me out.
You think you'll get another shot at the NFL?
Trust me, we got a plan.
It's not
I am innocent, and the truth matters! I know the system doesn't care about me.
But you didn't deserve what happened to you.
Brian's gonna run out of time.
It's not over.
I'll tell you what's extraordinary. I am.
sit and hope. I can't just sit and pray that I can find a love when all I see is pain. I try to do the thing I say that I believe. I can't just breathe, baby, breathe. Oh, 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 oh. I can't just breathe, baby, breathe. Oh, 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 oh. I can't just breathe, baby, breathe. Falling to my knees, and though I do believe, I can't just breathe, baby, breathe.
Somebody tell me the answer. Me and you isn't the answer. Me and you isn't. Maybe I'm telling myself that, but there ain't nothing that'll change that. What good would it be if I knew how you felt about me? Yeah. It could've been right, but I was wrong. Only think about you and you alone. Part of me that cares is gone. And I know that I can't get caught up. We could've been, and we try to pretend. Every now and again, we don't dream about, don't think about what we could've been. Though I'm holding it in, cause I know in the end, you dream about, I think about what we could've been. We could've been. We could've. Remember the night in Miami. First time you put your arms around me. I'm up reminiscing. Thinking about you isn't helping. Thinking about you doesn't tell me what good it would do if I decide to face the truth. It could have been right, but I was wrong. I only think about you when you're hit me up when she's not home, and that's why I can't get caught up. We could've been, and we try to pretend. Every now and again, we don't dream about, don't think about what we could've been. Oh, yeah. I'm holding it in, cause I know in the end, you dream about, I think about what we could've been. We could've been.
Gotta hide it, what's the point of trying? I ain't just a friend, or what's the point of lying? Trying to sell a story, ain't nobody buying. Look me in my eyes, don't that feel nice? Why should it end? Baby, I could've been. I could've been him or the girlfriend. Just say where to win, where to make a trip. Baby, make a wish, be the one I wish. Should've been a, should've, could've, would have been.
Hey.
Yeah.
of your affection. I feel it washing over me. You got all my attention.
No, 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 no.